I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of everything we've accomplished since the annual meeting in Charleston last summer. And by we, I mean the municipal elected officials, the staff, and our municipal association. From legislative victories, to the civility initiative, to the small city summit, and all the trips that we have for our advocacy and our Washington, D.C. trips. Over the last year, we have all worked together to accomplish big goals, and we are just getting started. Let's talk first of all about the civility initiative. When the Municipal Association Board of Directors first introduced this problem, we knew we had to do something. We were watching as councils were deteriorating into petty arguments, and in some instances, physical altercations. Since rolling out the civility initiative last year, 8 other municipal leagues around the nation have adapted their own and rolled it out to their cities and towns. We have also started an in-state partnership with South Carolina School Boards Association to offer training and education to another level of local government. South Carolina's cities and towns are adopting the pillars of civility and posting the civility pledge for residents to see and abide by when they're in their council chambers. Hopefully, this focus at the local level will spill over into the state and national level as we head into what will be surely a contentious 2024 election. Our federal advocacy effort has grown exponentially. We have traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet in person with our U.S. senators and congressmen and women twice a year. We host a dinner with legislative staff, and we are planning more in-state meetings and gatherings with our federal delegation. This outreach has already paid dividends with heads-up phone calls, questions, changes made to bills and relationships formed that we have never, ever had in our history of the association. Now let's talk about the state legislative wins by the cities and towns this year. There was a proviso in the budget, a one-year law change, that prohibited cities and towns from regulating short-term rental properties. Thanks to the efforts of many, that was removed in the final budget. Squat trucks. The trucks with the front bumpers higher, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, we know. They were successfully banned. Cities and towns with an annual budget of less than $500,000 can now submit a financial compilation instead of a gap audit, keeping transparency, but also meeting their needs as a smaller municipality. A bill that sets strict penalties for people who traffic the deadly drug fentanyl into our state was passed along with a bill that allows cities and towns to use a percentage of state and local accommodations tax for workforce housing. We also supported an additional death benefit for first responders who pay the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty, protecting our residents and visitors. All of these bills and more are in the year-end legislative report, and our advocacy team will certainly talk more about them at the legislative general session. I urge you to attend this. I think it's probably one of the most interesting things that you'll hear here. And it really is a compliment to this association and to each of you that so many of these bills change. We have a great staff, but it takes a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, and whenever they reach out, our association always steps forward. So thank you for that. We still have work to do. There's still a bill active in the 2024 session that would prohibit cities and towns from regulating short-term rental properties. It's like a bad dream. It just keeps coming back, doesn't it? Just like when legislators tried to eliminate business license taxes, we came together and we fought those efforts. We must do that again. We can't sleep on this issue. Our residents expect more from us, and our visitors expect more from us. As municipal officials, we have the tools and support of our neighborhoods to continue to address the short-term rental issue for our communities. Every year there are bills like the short-term rental bill that chip away at our authority, at home rule. To face these challenges, we must continue to work together in a united effort to overcome them. We must make sure that we have a place at the table and make sure our voices are heard and respected. Let us all remember, We are the government that provides the services essential to a better quality of life for everyone. My good friend, Inman Mayor Cornelius Huff, some of you may know. When Cornelius was president of the Municipal Association several years ago, he stressed the idea of one team. If we work together from the local level to the state level, we can get things done for the good of the entire state. I think we have carried out that challenge, Mayor Huff. Through civil discourse and the respectful sharing of ideas, we can come up with positive solutions and advocate as a team for helpful legislation. Baseball great Babe Ruth once said, "The way a team plays as a whole determines its success." You may have a great bunch of individual stars in the world, but if they don't play together, the club won't be worth a dime. To say I'm proud of what our team has accomplished and how far we have come in just 1 year is an understatement. We played together and we achieved great success. There's no stopping what this team can do. It's been my honor to lead this organization and represent cities and towns. The government closest to the people who governs best. Thank you for giving me this honor. May God continue to bless you. And now it's my pleasure to welcome Todd Glover, our executive director, to share his thoughts with you on the past year of the association. Please help me in welcoming Todd.